A Night In is brought to you by Ashwood Music.
I'm Nick Elliott, rock art photographer, and we're having a night in.
Good evening. Welcome to A Night In. And you're back.
Absolutely, Nick.
It's my good old friend from way, way back when, Kev Perkins, better known as Dorothy. Is that a great name or what?
Bring them back. Yeah, Dorothy Perkins.
Dorothy Perkins.
As I say, I don't know. I don't know what happened to them. And
Fantastic, yeah, man. Do you know, I thought that was one of the legendary nicknames.
I've had others since.
I don't know where it came. I know it goes right back to school.
Oh,
that does.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely right back to school.
Absolutely. You don't get that's another thing, though, isn't it, Nick? You don't get... Everybody had nicknames, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
And
yeah.
It's weird because...
It was standard NATO, weren't it?
Yeah. And one of the nicknames that stands out for me... And this guy used to work at the brewery that I work in, and he used to whisper. He didn't have a very loud voice. And then the closer he got to you, he'd lower the tone even lower. So you were really straining to hear him. Do you know what his nickname was?
No.
Discreet Pete. That's up there. Oh, my top 10.
Oh, wonderful, man. That is top draw. And that's a bit of a police academy thing, isn't it? Yeah. You know, Discreet Pete.
Who's that? It's Discreet Pete.
Wonderful. Well, listen, man, great to see you
and
again.
You, Nick.
Thanks ever so much for coming back round and doing another night in.
You're more than welcome, mate.
And I know we mention this every time you've been round, but how cold and grim it's getting.
It is, it's getting worse. Well, we're closer to Christmas than ever.
Not long now, is it?
No, I've...
Old FC is on the way.
I'll tell you what, Nick, Christmas Eve's early enough for me with a tree up, and Boxing Day's
quick enough to take it down. Oh, you like Christmas then, do you?
It's not a time of the year I do like, no. It's an odd season, isn't it? I mean, we could harp on about the consumerism, and that's probably what it is that gets me more than anything.
I know what you mean.
But it starts in September.
Oh,
Decorations now in the shops. And you think, what?
I walked into, I was doing a shoot, location shoot, a few months back. And it was early part of September.
Yeah.
I walked into a shop with a friend of mine, and he was on the shoot, and there was chocolate Santas.
Yeah.
There was chocolate Santas and reindeer, the full Monty.
Yeah.
And this was end of August, early September.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. I don't doubt
it. You know, and it was all there.
Yeah,
I was tempted, because I do like a chocolate Santa. You know where I'm going.
You can take the positives out, Chris. I always think there's an awful lot of poor kids that ain't going to wake up to nothing more than a good hide in Christmas morning.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's only in your gaff.
That's only in my gaff.
If you go further up the street, it's even more fun. On that note, I'm going to play something that takes me right back to, pretty much the years that we're kind of thinking about, school years and just after. Yeah. So we're going to go for a bit of this. If you're going to open a rock show, you open it with a fucking Who.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Full length version.
Is it?
Full length. Gotta be. One of my guests coming on the show in the next couple of months. She knows all about full length. My very good friend Sue Royce. Fun girl. How you been? All right?
Yeah, not bad, mate, to be fair.
Good week?
Yeah, apart from Mondays. I don't do Mondays very
well. No. Yeah, but Geldof didn't, did he? He had a problem with it.
He had a big problem with Mondays, yeah. I don't think mine's quite as extreme as that.
No?
No, I'm
not. You dress better.
I tell you what, I don't get motivated till about Wednesday lunchtime.
Right.
And then I sort of start, I peak about 3 o'clock.
Wednesday,
and then I sort of float.
You're on the way down again.
Into the weekend,
yeah.
I find it works for me.
Well, I think it works for me.
It
could be the way forward. I think you should consider counselling along that kind of
Absolutely,
yeah.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah, Monday, I've never been a good Monday boy.
How to handle the week. Start it on Wednesday.
Well, I tell you what, some of my weeks do start on a Wednesday now. I can honestly tell you, I don't think I've ever enjoyed work, really.
Never.
Nah, it means to an end, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I'll get up in the morning, I'll go, once my feet hit the floor, I'm okay, but, you know, that last 10 minutes in bed, you're thinking, should I give it a miss today or what?
Yeah. Cancelled due to lack of interest.
Which is one of the reasons I went self-employed many years ago.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So.
Now all this being told what to do is not the way forward, is it?
I can do it. I tried. I had about 3 years ago now, I tried going back into gainful employment. And I made it 5.5 weeks, I think.
Right.
And that was it. I couldn't ask. They wanted me to do something. I didn't want to do it at that time. So I said, well, I'll get my coat then, and I'm off. And that was it. But I've done that a few times, actually.
Well, talking about those kind of stories, a very good friend of mine, who's a TV producer, you'd probably know him, a guy called Sepp Cipriano.
Oh, yeah.
Well, me and Sepp are very close. Cut long story short, he told me of an incident some time ago where he did the same thing. It was one of those kind of periods in your life where you were considering, look, I've got to get a job, I've got to get, you know, steady income. You got this job, started at 9, and then they designated him to go out and get the coffees and the buns for 11 o'clock. He never went back.
My kind of guy.
Out on the first day. Fuck this. I can't do this shit. So he literally had a bun and a coffee and fucked off home. Never went back.
Fair play. They don't work for me.
If you've met Seth though, you know.
You know
what it's like. But
yeah. Nice.
Oh, wonderful story.
I couldn't do it, but as I say, cool. How long have we been self-employed now, Nick? 2 years?
Late 70s. Bloody long time.
Yeah, I was...
Just after Thatcher, you became self-unemployed.
Yeah, self-unemployed. Mine was the 80s. Yeah, mine was the 80s. I was 30. Yeah, I was 30.
Right.
So,
Well, what about the male stripping? You did that for some years. On the book?
No, it was balloon dancing.
Balloon dancing?
Yeah, I was a balloon dancer for many years.
Oh, God, what exactly does a balloon dancer do? You'll have to enlighten me.
Well, the idea is not to show your bits.
Ah.
But the exhibition has been me, Nick. I just couldn't do it.
No.
I didn't need to blow the balloons up in the end.
No. Just keep them completely flat.
Well, there was a time when we just dangled
deflated.
Them. That wasn't much of a career, though.
Or was that just the audience that were deflated after they'd seen the show and come
most
out?
Of the audience. Male stripper. Yeah. Male stripper and balloon dancer.
I think it's a career move.
It's the way forward.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, I think so too.
I was thinking about going back to it, but...
Yeah, I mean, your wardrobe costs are low, aren't they?
Very low. Absolutely
low.
Yeah, very,
you have to think
low.
About overheads.
Yeah, no. It's... You can start out on a very low budget.
I bet you could.
Yeah, you could. Yeah. I don't know where you get the gigs, though, because all the legions were shot in.
Yeah, working men's clubs is not what they were.
So I don't know. I don't quite know where you'd get the gigs really. But maybe on the road, maybe, I don't know, old folks' homes and stuff.
Door to door stripping, what about
that? Door to door stripping.
Eh?
That'd be great.
A bit like Deliveroo.
That'd be great. Yeah, Deliveroo.
Or Stripperoo.
So changing the subject slightly, I read of a guy who used to knock on doors. He was a mobile poet, and he'd knock on the door.
I bet he went down a snore.
He's sooner of Jehovah's
have a queue in.
Sooner of the Jehovah's Witnesses.
I bet they would. They'd be pleased to see that. Yeah.
Absolutely.
What does the Bible say about this? I don't mind a Jehovah's Witness, though, actually. I never turn them away.
No, I don't.
I never do.
No.
No, I don't have a problem with it, man. I really don't.
It's,
I know they get some big, big, bad PR in the UK.
Yeah, to be fair, where I live, we don't see many of them anyway.
No.
But, in all fairness, we don't get any door-to-door canvassers, full stop, really.
It's probably, I think that's the sacrilegious burnings, though, isn't it?
That's what
they
it
do
is.
Out your
the
way.
The heads that are on...
Yeah.
On the
pikes.
Yeah. So
that's a bit.
I think it can put
you off.
Makes them a bit wary.
Yeah.
So they do go the other side of the railway lot. There's almost like a dividing line. You're safe over the new bit.
Right.
So you're okay there.
Right.
So where I live, it's quite odd because when I get old, I've always had the idea that I'd have a window.
When you get old.
Okay. When I get older. I've always wanted a Willie Nelson beard.
Oh, right.
And just down the back of it, where I live, it's quite a bit of land, but at the back there's a railway line.
Yeah.
And when I get retired, I'm going to build myself a little shed with a veranda on it.
Nice idea.
And I'll stick a sign, "Welcome to Lincolnshire," and I'll sit in a rocking chair with a shotgun.
That's a good idea.
That'd work.
I could do that. Yeah. Invite me round.
Yeah,
I'll have a bit of that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We had Flying Scotsman through the other month.
Oh, wonderful, really?
We was on holiday, so I didn't see it, unfortunately. But because they took it off the line.
Oh, I love the trains.
Yeah, you're big. Well, it's not the trains, it's more the nostalgia.
Yeah, it is. It is the era. It is the era. But I like the steam trains. I like train travel. I do.
I'm a
big fan.
I do. I prefer to be seated, though.
Than hanging off the roof.
Oh, bloody
yeah.
Hell.
Bit of the Burma Railway, you don't go for that.
India do a good line in that one, don't they?
Apparently. Bit of the Who. Hey, that'll do, won't it?
Absolutely will.
Bagger me. Well, I tell you, time's flown, isn't it, this last couple of weeks?
Absolutely, mate.
You
know,
we've
really
reminisced
has.
A lot about a load of crap. Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
When men were men,
sheep were worried.
Yeah. And we've got through some great tracks.
We certainly have, actually.
But I'm going to play you one now, which is off your list. I never really got into this guy.
No, well...
I've got to confess,
no,
I didn't.
I know exactly who it is. It's definite Marmite at this point.
Yeah, Neil Young. I don't know.
Just listen to the opener, though. You can just... Can't you go back in the sunshine with something tucked inside a cigarette?
Yeah. Smoking something nice, yeah.
Again,
I don't think I'd heard this track.
Again, though, it's one of these things banned in Spain for many, many a year because of the Cortez thing during Franco,
yeah,
I believe.
He went down a bundle, didn't he?
Yeah, he wasn't the nicest bloke to it. He wasn't the best tourist, was he?
No.
To be fair. I think his intentions were honourable, but the result wasn't. But it's just this opener, this thing, it's just this, and then it builds, and then it, just, for me, it's just, again, it's...
Why this track? Any kind of significance to?
Oh, I'm a Neil Young fan.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
good
and this
fan.
Is one of my favourite
right,
tracks.
Okay.
Yeah, I've always been a Neil Young fan.
Right.
I got into Neil Young when I got into Dylan as well and stuff like that. So, but for this one, this to me is one of the best tracks.
What's this album track?
Sorry?
Was it an album
yes,
track?
Yes, it was off Zuma.
Okay. What year?
Oh.
Roughly? Ooh,
blimey, I wouldn't have a clue, Nick. I'd have to be Googling that one.
Don't think I know, actually.
It was a way back. Do you know, I wouldn't like to say, Nick, to be fair.
No, I wouldn't know. 70s?
Yeah, be there, yeah. My memory is not that good as, you know, I mean, it's possibly down to the substance abuse, I don't
right,
know.
Right, okay. Sniffing glue.
Bike seats.
Oh, happy days. Hanging around outside. That convent. The convent years. Goodness me, I do declare.
I mean, how far are we into this now? There's nothing happened, is it? He's not opened his mouth.
No, yet. No, I don't think he's there, actually. Oh, this is just the band, isn't it? Just still waiting for him to tip up. He's kneeling yet. I kneel.
I think he's actually just brought another album out. I think a lot of his old stuff on it, though. A bit acoustic more, I think.
Right.
We'll have to give it a listen. See how he's faring.
Right.
But I dare say I'll like it.
No, but never. I mean, Harvest was obviously...
Harvest, yeah.
Which I owned.
Yeah.
I think I listened to it probably once all the way through.
Yeah.
It was one of those kind of things, go and buy this, you must buy this album, blah, blah, blah. You bought it without listening, yeah. Without really looking at it.
He's finished the lyrics now.
The coach is in. And, you know, you kind of thought, what the hell is that about? Did I want to bother? No, I didn't.
Yeah, it's different strokes for different folks, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, one man's meat and, you know, another man's poison. But
not that I've bought many albums like that, I've got to say.
I used to go and see, it was Davison Woods band. Mick Davison and Les Woods.
Yeah.
And they used to do a lot of Neil Young stuff.
Right.
Quite well, actually, yeah. But all the venues...
Local guys, these,
oh, yeah,
Les
yeah,
Woods.
Yeah. Mick's a photographer.
Right.
Used to work for... I think he used to work for the Spalding branch, but I think it was EMAP still.
Okay. Paper man.
Yeah. I think he worked for them right the way through, because that was Johnson Press, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, well it was towards the end. I don't know who's got it now. But.
So they used to go and watch these a lot.
I think I am friends with him on Facebook.
I think you possibly are, yeah.
I mean, I think we know each other, but it's a long time ago since I saw him. Yeah. A long time ago.
They were a good band, but Les got fed up with this sort of stuff, and he went off then and failed. Well. He's
to play proper music.
Well, he plays folk, writes his own stuff now. He's gigging quite a bit, to be fair. Yeah, good laugh, old Les. I've had some laughs with him. I worked with him, he was a plasterer. And we used to tip up on site when I was doing that type of work. And there was just a group of us that moved around from job to job to job. There was Martin, the educated bricklayer. Private school educated, in actual fact, but chose the easy route.
Yeah, yeah.
used to pitch up there on a good summer, 6 o'clock in the morning, work till two. And we'd all make a cup of tea. So there was about 13 of us in the gang, but you never made Martin a cup of tea or coffee.
Right.
My first job was to put a socket on site for his beer fridge.
Okay.
And he'd have a tenants extra first thing in the morning.
Right, breakfast.
Yeah. And then he'd have Merry Down cider with his lunch and a bottle of that. Do you remember that Thunderbird wine?
Yes,
I do. There were no grapes in that, was there? It was chemicals, wasn't it? And he used to have a bottle of that for his dinner. And then, I don't know, I haven't seen him for years. For obvious reasons, I suppose. He must have moved on, I suppose, to other places. But a bit sad, really.
Nice guy.
As I say, very well educated, but had a bit of trouble with the booze. And then he used to go home, park his van up after drinking that. go down the pub.
Well, you did though, didn't you?
Oh yeah, of course
you did it in those times.
Yeah.
You know. And then Friday night, get in the car after a complete oiling, didn't you, drive home?
Oh yeah.
Or motorcycle, in my case, most cases.
I'll tell you what, I've come out of the pub at 10 o'clock on a Friday night and drove to Leicester to see a band.
Yeah. Madness.
It was madness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's only, I think it's only in this kind of time that you appreciate how bad that is, don't you?
Yeah,
and how
absolutely.
You look on it, you know.
And how lucky we were.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, not to kill somebody else or ourselves.
Bloody hell. Yeah, I remember that. Even being chased by the police.
Yeah. Yeah.
One particular night.
Yeah.
Totally, totally hero.
Yeah.
On motorcycles, a couple of three of us.
Really?
Yep. Bit of Neil. Good title. Cortex the Killer.
Cortex the Killer.
Good.
Worst tourist known to man.
So what are you buying now, Kev? What are you listening to? Anything in particular?
Whatever Lynn tells me to listen to.
Oh, like really. That, is it? Yeah.
Well, no, to be fair. Anything, really, to be fair. I mean, as I say, I got into Blair Dunlop and various other people along the way. I listen to a fair bit of folk music, but a lot of that I'm revisiting. It's older stuff.
Yeah, bit of a retro vibe.
Yeah, and going back to a bit Fairport-ish. And, and Teddy Thompson. I quite like Teddy Thompson.
Yeah.
I think I saw him at the Folk Festival. I think he was on the Folk Festival last time I was there.
I think that's pretty much the place that broke him, to be honest.
Yeah.
I've got a track here that I'm going to play, which I've got to confess, I know when you sent it through, I didn't actually know this was who did the track.
Well, this one, apparently, I mean, Wikipedia or whatever.
Bob Marley,
Redemption Song.
Is this with the Wailers?
This one is solo.
Right.
It's just him and an acoustic.
Okay.
And I believe he wrote it at the time when he'd been diagnosed with cancer.
Oh, okay.
So I think there's a lot of pouring out.
Right.
But for me, it's just a very nice song that just brings home to me that we really haven't moved on that much in this world.
Okay.
We're still doing exactly the same thing that his ancestors and ancestors before were having done to them, and possibly in a different way.
Yeah.
But I don't think we've moved on very far, and I think it's a really good song to reflect on. For me, other people might see it a completely different way.
No. I mean, that's the whole idea of these nights. Mm. You know, you come round and you play the stuff that means something or has made a difference to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
If I have a genre that I absolutely loathe, it is reggae.
Yeah.
I can't be doing with it.
Yeah.
But this, I've got to say, I haven't listened to it properly, but I quite enjoyed this.
Yeah.
Because this is not reggae, is it? Not at all.
It's a well-stripped-back version, a well-stripped-back song anyway. It's to say it's just an acoustic guitar and there's nothing else happening there.
No.
And he was
Bob Marley fan, you?
I was a fan. I'm not an avid fan as such. I didn't go out and buy everything that he ever brought out or anything like that. But so I cherry-picked a little bit around it. But yeah, I'd admiration for him as a performer.
Right.
I possibly would have liked to have seen him, really.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I would have liked to have seen him. I always thought... I remember watching a... It was Glastonbury a few years ago. The Wailers are still touring, aren't they? And it just seems to me that they go, oh, look, we've got a gig. Do you want to come up? And there's just loads of them.
Yeah.
And they're just having fun.
Yeah.
Well, look, you ain't doing that. Get up here. And it just seems like they're having a lot of fun.
Yeah,
and
invites. I quite like that kind of vibe, to be honest.
Yeah.
I do.
And that's how I see them. I just think they're there for the music.
Yeah.
And that's another thing that's big on my agenda, which is the reason that I would never get drawn into watching an episode of X Factor, because A, they're a bit, and there are some talent kids go on there.
Yes, there is.
But they're going to be exploited.
Yeah.
And that's not what it's about.
No, it's big time wrong, isn't it, the whole thing?
I think so. If you've got to sell your soul to the devil, you know, like
well,
we said,
I mean,
you know.
I think opportunity knocks, you know, which essentially that's what it is. It's a talent show,
but absolutely.
In those cases, without the talent, isn't it?
Yeah.
But, I mean, opportunity knocks broke the likes of Freddie Starr, Mary Hopkin,
the poet woman,
I can't remember.
Pam Eyre.
That's it. Also, is it Little and Large?
I believe they did. I believe they were.
Yeah.
But, I mean, 90% of what
goes...
Jim Davison, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Some of the great English entertainers. Wonderful.
Nice ending, that as well.
Very abrupt.
Yeah.
Weren't prepared for that.
No. Nice ending. No, I mean, fair play to them if anybody gets on and they do, but they're being controlled. They're puppets of that. Horrible bloke. I just can't stand him. Anything about him.
Now this, again, complying the playlist for the past couple of shows that we've done. And you coming around for a night in. I kind of bob back into this particular kind of genre, which was Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh, yeah.
And I still think one of the greatest albums ever recorded. But I had to remind myself when I listened to it of exactly that it was one of the greatest albums ever recorded.
Yeah.
And I think they did make some of the greatest music ever recorded.
Absolutely.
But it reminded me again of this kind of time, this 70s period, my motorcycle days. But this track, there used to be me and a couple of really close friends that when we used to get oiled, big time oiled, we knew all the lyric for this. And we used to sing this in a bit of a trio type of a cappella thing. Not as good, by the way, as this.
Yeah, brilliant, brilliant track. And I would agree, possibly off the best album.
I agree. I totally agree.
I was listening to... and I confess to not knowing much about him, and I feel a bit of a philistine. A guy named Johnny Clegg.
Yeah.
South African. Street singer activist,
right,
of the time of apartheid, but he battled through. He had various brushes with the law. He was on an interview program on the radio some while back, and I confess to not knowing anything about him. As I say, I feel a bit of a philistine because I should have known what was going down. And they played some of his music, and one of the things it did for me, I sort of understood Graceland's a little better after listening to it, which in my opinion is a terrific album, Paul Simon. Now, whether I'm interpreting it completely wrong, I probably am, but for me, it just gave me a little bit more understanding about what was going down, like diamonds on the soles of the shoes and stuff like that. He was a very interesting guy to listen to. Unfortunately, he's got what I believe is terminal cancer, and this is his last tour. And he did, I think he did, I don't think he did two, I think he did two nights at the Albert Hall and then somewhere else, but then he's off somewhere else, so never going to get to see him. But I have now started to do a little bit more research into the guy and listen to what he's doing.
Nice.
And he was playing with street kids, he was playing with black kids. He used to pitch up a gig, and the authorities had come and shut him down.
Right.
So what they started to do, they got a little bit wiser. They used to go into these, they realised that the authorities hadn't got that much clout behind them. They hadn't got enough people for a start. So they started pushing the gigs further out of the suburbs so that they could play. Because what was happening, they were allowing them to take the gig money. The promoter was getting the gig money.
Yeah.
And of course then, the authorities were shutting the show down with it within about two songs in.
Right.
So...
Yeah.
All the people that were following were saying, "Well, it's all right. We like your music, but we're not getting a gig out of you." So they started to push it further out. Mm. But he was a very interesting bloke to talk to. But he was born, I think he was actually born somewhere up north, and he emigrated with his parents to South Africa.
Right.
And he got into his music and realised that what was going on, he started to pick up on that South African vibe and. and went with it.
Funny, because I've got another lifelong friend, a guy that I've known for years. He's literally been out there for about 12 years.
Really?
And he's coming back the end of October. Some of the stories, you know, he had various different kind of robberies, burglaries, and all this kind of stuff.
I don't think it's very nice. Well, I don't think it's ever been a very nice place to be, is it? I mean, it wouldn't have been very nice under apartheid, would it?
No. No. Well, he lives just outside Cape Town.
Yeah.
A place called Durbanville. And, I mean, it's quite an affluent... Cape Town is quite an affluent place. But still, iffiness going on, Cape, big time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there is. You know.
It's sad, really, because, I mean... It's a mineral-rich country. It could be very wealthy, couldn't it?
Yeah.
And people could all live together, which is what I say, redemption song. I don't think we learnt anything.
No.
We've got a long way to go.
I agree.
We used to have a little saying when we worked on these sites, and we used to get these portable toilets turn up.
Yeah.
And I always used to say to the lads, I don't know, whatever year it'd be, 2005 years of bloody so-called civilization, and we're still shitting in a bucket.
Yeah.
And that about summed it up for me, really.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nonsense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Total nonsense. Well, I think about time we mention tonight's cake.
Tonight's cake.
Tonight's cake is angel slices.
Angel slices. What, for me and you?
For you and me.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Angel slice.
Yeah. I think we fit that bill.
Devil's on horseback.
I think it's... Do you think?
Let's have a look.
Open them up, man. Let's have a look.
Let's have a look and see what's
I revisited these things some months ago.
Did you? Oh, look. Yeah. Very...
I know.
Very dainty,
yeah, individually wrapped and packed.
Well, I'll have to put the old specs on to see where I've got them.
Mind you, it's terrible, man. You can't get in the bloody things. Terrible.
That's
such a good track.
I go through, yeah, it is. I go through supermarket fast checkouts, and I don't know why, because I can't undo the bags when I get there.
I don't do them things.
But where I can, I don't do bloody supermarkets.
I don't mind the supermarket myself, but these things, I just forget where I'd been. I was in one of them kind of starvation moods, and you know, you need to have sugar and all that shit. I have a problem with that. Yeah, a certain period of time in the day, I think, oh, I've got to have something sugary, man. Which is basically why I'm totally addicted to Werther's original sweets. Other sweets are available, but Werther's are a bit of a special for me.
They're getting smaller, though.
Are they?
I think they're getting smaller.
Wouldn't surprise me. This is the UK.
Yeah, I think they're getting smaller. They're not definitely the Werther's originals that my granddad used to have tucked in his waistcoat.
Really?
I don't think so.
Bloody hell.
So they ought to research that one.
Mind you, that's supposedly for our benefit. You know that,
don't you? I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know how these companies like to look after us? They would have to put the price of the product up if they didn't cut the size of it down.
I understand the obesity thing and the diabetes. In fact, I actually spent a bit of time here in Norwich. I can tell you the month, but I can't tell you the year. But I broke my leg in Norwich.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. We had a boat down on the Broads at
nice.
Brundle Bay.
Lovely.
And we'd come down to get it ready for the season, and had a couple of pints at the pub, and we're going back for a bit of tea, and I said, I tell you what, I'm going to jump in the shower and have a shower rather than use one on the boat.
Yep.
Rather than get cleaned up on the boat. And I came out of the shower and slipped, and my leg went backwards, so unfortunately,
Jesus.
I never saw the boat again, actually.
Sounds a bit mean.
It was a bit painful.
I bet.
So I went into the bloody hospital, and it's the first time I've ever been in hospital. And in my life, and I came out with more bloody things wrong with me than I went in with.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What, in Norwich?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
Jesus.
One of the things they found out, I was diabetic. And I said, well, I probably ain't. I'm probably just dyslexic. But, no, apparently I'm diabetic. So,
really?
Yeah. But it's all diet control, which is one of the reasons I lost a bit of weight.
Right.
I don't eat a lot of sugary stuff, other than fruit. I eat a lot of fruit. Apparently natural sugars are all okay. I heard this for ages.
Again, I thought, I did some work with these guys a long time ago, just before Dan McCaffrey got ill. Mm. I think he had a heart attack or something like that. Right. Took him off the road. Still a great band. Mm. And this was a great track. Great, great track.
Oh, I ain't really this for an age. I have to go through the collection a bit, because, as I say, Shuffle's great, because you just suddenly think, ah. I mean, I don't know what I was playing the other week, a bit of Jackson Browne came on, and I thought, yep. Oh, lovely. And I ain't heard it for ages, you know. I'll listen to anything. I'm into a band at the minute. They are country, the Shires.
Shires?
Yeah.
Yep.
Quite like the last album they did. Another band, the Civil Wars. I don't know if you come across the Civil Wars.
No.
Another one called Bright Eyes.
Yep.
I know I've said it now three times, the Doors. They're a bit Bright Eyes-y.
Right.
Tell it like it is. And I got into them, and I got into a little bit of Jacob Dylan, but I couldn't quite whack him. I didn't think he was anywhere near like his dad.
No.
Personally. I think he brought a couple of albums out. I've got both of them, which I play from time to time, but that is a good thing with the old shuffle button. You hear stuff you hadn't heard for donkeys.
Yeah, I think I'm a supporter of it. I know we were saying earlier on, weren't we, about we sat outside, didn't we, earlier on this afternoon? Because actually it wasn't as cold as what you'd expect it to be for this time of year. But yeah, we sat outside and you was on about Claire's Storage, weren't you?
Oh, Claire's Storage.
Claire's Storage.
Yeah.
And it's funny.
Well, I think it's a bit of a worry. Because I think that's where the bad weather's coming from. You can't put that much information in the cloud thing.
No, I don't think you can. You mentioned that, didn't you, earlier on? There was a lot of dark clouds, and I said, I think that's where they keep the Take That albums and the Robbie Williams stuff, isn't it?
I'm definitely sure.
Yeah. Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg, yeah.
Jay-Z. I mean, hey.
There's a name to conjure with.
Snoop Dogg. Isn't it? Dear, oh dear. But that's what we reckon, isn't it? You and me, Kev. We reckon that the cloud's full of shit.
I think definitely is. There must be some good stuff up there, because they are not all black, though, are they?
No, there was some grey clouds, and there were some nice fluffies for a winter's day.
Probably Zeppelin's in them.
Could be.
Oh, I dare say probably that's where they'd put them.
But we thought we'd mention...
I've just heard on the way in tonight... apparently there's another hurricane hitting the Caribbean.
Oh, wow.
So that's probably the bad ones.
Do you think?
It's worth a story, isn't it?
I suppose it
is. Second down there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Don't want to be bothered with them myself, do we?
No, probably not.
Second down that way. Hurricane Irma. Great track. There's a name. I was thought Hurricane Nigel. Or a Trevor.
Yeah.
Hurricane Trevor.
Yeah. Or Graham. Hurricane Graham.
It was just a breeze.
Or Keith. Hey, Keith, stop blowing, you bagger. There's a great story around this band. This band, and I've mentioned it before, but I don't know if you remember, played Peterborough Town Hall.
Yeah.
I think 3 weeks before they released this single.
Yes.
So it would be 71-ish. It would. The year John Deakin joined the band, I do believe.
And you got into the gig?
No, I didn't go.
You didn't go?
I didn't go. I had the opportunity to go.
Yeah.
But we kind of toyed between Queen or Al Stewart at Cambridge Corn Exchange.
Yeah.
We didn't get to Cambridge Corn Exchange, but we did go for Al Stewart. We got as far as Facet.
Right.
And then it was a motorcycle gig, and a friend of mine was on the back of a friend's bike, and he hit a truck.
Oh, bloody hell.
On the way, tore all his arm out. We spent all night, pretty much all night, until 5 o'clock in the morning, Peterborough District Hospital in A&E, and then went back home, and Mum cooked us full Monty. So we had a big fry up about 6 o'clock in the morning, got my mum out of bed to do it.
There was an Al Stewart track on radio last week, and I don't know what it is. It just annoys me. What annoys me is when they put a bloody track on, and I like it, and I know it's Al Stewart, but then they don't tell you what it is.
Right.
And I've been trying to search it. I'll have to get back on, catch up and have a look.
Yeah, yeah, with BBC.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was on Radio 2 as it happens.
Other stations are available.
Yeah.
This one, for one.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm 19.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a night, that was.
We had
Peterborough A&E, that was like a mash camp, weren't it? Like a bloody mash camp.
It isn't much better, mate, now.
And it?
Yeah. No, you sit there for ages and ages and ages. It's not the place you really want to be.
No.
Especially on a Saturday night.
Better days out.
No, especially on a Saturday night, mate. Definitely not.
Good track.
We used to get a fair few bands popping into Peterborough, though, didn't we?
Yeah, we did in those times.
You know.
Yeah, I saw some good stuff there. I did. I saw some great, great bands in Peterborough.
Not least of all the Peterborough Regional College.
We're back in the Bad Bad Boy.
No wrong with this, Nick.
Can you listen to it twice? I think so, don't you?
I can listen to it twice.
I hit the wrong button. But it can be a bit of a bugger, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Sitting in the bloody dark, that's what it is. You can't see.
No. No. We couldn't see back then, though, Nick.
No.
So it's no different.
No,
really.
No. It's blinded by the light.
Absolutely. Yes, Peterborough Regional College used to have some good gigs at one time.
Yeah, well, that place has a special, very special place in my life because it was the first proper pro gig that I shot.
Yeah, yeah.
A legendary band called Trapeze.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they, essentially, that band got me started in the business of doing what I do and why I do it. Definitely.
Do you know, there's a genuine Wurlitzer, it's a cinema organ underneath that stage.
Is there really?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Bloody hell, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, genuine. I forget what cinema it came out of.
Is it still in the same place, Eastfield Road?
Yeah, yeah. They were going to. There was always plans to build around it and then demolish that when we thought we were going to get a university.
Right.
But we did far better than we got a prison instead. So.
Oh, good. So, yeah, similar thing, though, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Apart from the fees are not as high,
no. And the meals are better.
Yeah, are they better?
Well, apparently.
Food's better.
I think so. So that's what we got, but there was always plans to pull it down, but it's still in the same place.
Right.
Yeah, so every now and again they have organ recitals on to raise funds to
whatever.
Keep the restoration up, really.
Yeah.
Because
it's.
But it's quite a work of art. So, yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Right. Spent many happy nights there, man. Peterborough Tech College, bloody hell.
I spent a lot of time there, to be fair. I used to work there quite a bit as well. So,
did you?
So we got all over the building, really.
You saw some great gigs there.
Oh, yeah.
Heavy Metal Kids, Vinegar Joe, Ground Dogs.
I have a feeling, and I mentioned it earlier, I believe, I have a feeling the Clash played there. But that could be my memory.
I don't know. I don't recollect that, but
could be my memory playing tricks.
Well, I saw, let's say, the Ground Dogs, Cozy Pale, Vinegar Joe, Heavy Metal Kids, Trapeze.
Yeah.
Pink Fairies. They were a good band.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Who comes up with a name like Pink Fairies for a band? Absolutely brilliant, isn't it? Absolutely brilliant. I definitely saw a lot more, but I can't remember who they are.
There was an old poster pitched up on my Facebook page, and that was a gig in Whittlesea. And don't ask me, I can't remember all the names on there. T-Rex were definitely on there.
Right.
And quite a lot of other big, who went on to be big bands.
In Whittlesea?
In Whittlesea, somewhere outside
bloody
Whittlesea.
Hell. I know, but the Boston Gliders, right?
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever go?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I never saw a gig there.
Oh, it's a bingo hall now.
Is it
you
really?
You want to get your ass down there, mate. It's a bloody bingo hall.
Goodness me.
Yeah.
Two Fat Ladies, number 11.
Oh, yeah, number... Yeah. Yeah, there were some good acts coming there.
We're going to finish with a little bit of it.
Bowling was there, I think. Bowling played.
Yeah.
Glider. Well, a lot of them did. But, I'll tell you what, a track I nearly included was Green Onions, Booker T.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Met that guy, Cambridge Folk Festival, don't know when it was, but some of the shots of Booker T featured in one of my folk books. I can't remember which one it was. Great, absolutely
it's
brilliant.
It's just
an awesome band.
Just
awesome
the band. Simplicity of it all. You know, it's just... It's just a really, really good track. Lyrics are crap, but...
Yeah.
but you can sing along, can't you?
Yeah. I'm going to sing along. I have some sing along. What a groove, man. Rory Gallagher, what a groove.
It's that old thing though, isn't it? It's it is, it's just that whole beat thing, isn't it? It just takes you.
Wonderful stuff. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. So you got much on for the rest of the week?
Not past Wednesday.
No, of course, yeah, of course. Yeah. Thursday's a problem, isn't it, for you?
If I get to Wednesday dinner time, I'll be all right.
How did you get here? It's Tuesday night.
Oh, no.
Well, it ain't actually. Well, it's Saturday night. Yeah, but
well,
I just thought I'd throw one in there that kind of confused you.
Well, I'm all right, you see, because it's my free time, isn't it? It's just my work issues. Mondays are not a good day. Peaking about Wednesday lunchtime and then tailing out.
Yeah, it's a busy week though, isn't it? Just with Wednesday afternoons. There's a lot to fill in, isn't there?
There's a lot to do.
You know, yeah, it's going to give you a few nosebleeds, isn't it, that?
Not the pace I work at, mate.
Yeah, no?
No, not now, mate. I'll tell you, them days are gone. Absolutely. Yeah, I think we got a little team together now. I think the collective age, I think, is something like about 240.
Really?
240. Yeah, we've got one guy, we're not exactly sure how old he is, but his feet are turning to stone.
Ah.
So he's getting on a bit.
Right.
But he's still all right, and he can get another 10 years out of him, really. But, so we don't chuck a lot about now, do we?
No. No.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, take it easy.
You know.
Quality of life. Quality of strife.
Yeah, well, you know, I've always probably tried to strive that way anyway.
Yeah.
To be honest. It's about you, isn't it, really? You and yours.
Yeah, it's definitely... Yeah, I think over the kind of last X amount of years, I've kind of stopped and took a bit of time to think about shit, you know? Where you go, what you want to do.
It can be a dangerous whole thing, though, can't it?
It can be, yeah. It's kind of steered me off in a few directions,
yeah.
But...
That can be a dangerous old thing, but I try not to think too much. You can get it, especially the sort of music I'm listening to.
By Wednesday, anyway.
I'm not allowed sharp objects.
Mind the gap.
Kev, stay away from the knife drawer if you're putting Dylan on.
Yeah. Or bleaching your teeth.
All our scissors have got round ends.
Oh, right, yeah, plastic scissors that you used to have, yeah, for cutting paper. Fucking useless, weren't they?
Were useless,
absolutely useless. Yeah, certainly if you wanted to do a little bird or something, you've got no chance chibbling out around that beak, had you? It weren't going to work.
Not at all, mate. No, not at all. What a voice, though, that bloke's got. Don't you reckon?
Wonderful. It's just so slippery, though, isn't it? The whole thing's just so slippery. Yeah. We're back to bike seats, aren't we?
Yeah, back to bike seats, yeah. I always wanted to come back as one, I did.
What? A nun's bike seat? A district nurse or a post lady who helps out just at Christmas?
My luck, I'll get sold to somebody in Spalding.
Dear me, they'll love you.
They'll love you, Kevin.
They've got no hope of listening to this, hearing this in Spalding, I wouldn't have thought.
No.
Would you?
No, I wouldn't.
Not a bit of it.
Well, I tell you, man, it's been really good to see you.
And you, Nick.
Really good to spend some time with my old friend.
It's been a joy.
It really has.
And
bit of a giggle,
a bit of a reminisce, haven't we? A bit of a laugh.
I think so. I think we'll close the show on one of your tracks. Which I think probably sums up the whole gig, actually.
Possibly.
The Johnny Cash that you that you picked out.
Yeah.
Which is a lovely, lovely tune.
Absolutely.
But we don't do fade-outs on this show, so we'll let Rory just...
Let him go.
Finish it.
Let him do his bit.
Do the close. He could do the job, couldn't he?
He could. Yeah, he could. A bass player and a half bad either.
No, good band. He'd all got a great, great band. Jerry McAvoy, I think it might be.
Was it?
I think so.
Yeah, he's a fair old hand.
Right, Ed. Definitely one of those tracks that you, if you're watching it live, you think, don't ever stop.
That's right, yeah.
Just carry on.
How many times you've been there?
Yeah. Just, you'd never want to go home, would you?
No, how many times you've been there?
Fierce.
We've talked about Peter Green a bit back.
Yeah. A couple of weeks ago.
I don't know if it's... Didn't he give all his guitars to Gary Moore?
He did something like that, didn't he? I seem to recall. He had a bit of a period where
he went totally
radio, I think, didn't he?
Well, he grew his fingernails, didn't he? They used to curl back on themselves so that he couldn't play guitar, I believe.
Yeah.
He didn't get dragged back in.
Very strange.
Yeah. I think he lived out Cambridge way somewhere, didn't he?
That's where he did live, yeah. I don't know whether he still does.
No, I don't know where. I don't know. Because Sid Barrett was out there as well that day, weren't he? God, another talent, wasn't he? Sid Barrett. Slightly off the wall.
I just love live tracks.
Yeah,
totally, totally wonderful. Goodness, mate. Fantastic. So I called Colin Carr. Thanks so much indeed. Thank you. This was a good choice.
It's a lovely song, isn't it?
Yeah.
In a very sad way.
Yeah.
But I just like this production.
Last album he did?
I think he did one other after this.
Did he?
I think he did one other after this. To see if I still feel. I focus. I think the production's pretty good on this. It's just the way. The only thing that's real. Comes in a minute, I believe. The needle tears. Just a piano.
Right.
Just one. one note. It's almost like a heartbeat. Right, it just cuts the end. It's just such a good, track. I could just, you can feel his pain. I think.
Had a lot of stories around this guy where the Cash family, when he was last in Nashville.
Yeah.
I'd done some stuff with Roseanne Cash. She also featured in one of my books, yeah. She lived for a while out in a little place called Franklin, just outside Nashville, which is a lovely place, fantastic. Emmy Lou lived there.
Yeah.
Johnny Cash, the Cashies lived there. June Carter lived there. And Steve Earle, he lives there.
Yeah, Steve Earle.
You know, so it was a good neighbourhood. Good neighbourhood. Yeah. You weren't bored on a Saturday night.
On any, that's that bit. Just bang, bang. Yeah. I nearly put Steve Earle track in.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
I've got one. Copper Road.
Copperhead Road, yeah.
That's it, Copperhead Road.
Copperhead Road's a brilliant driving track, isn't
Absolutely
it?
Brilliant.
But it's the second track on the album that I like, and it goes back to this business about this. You know, we took Gold Watch Blues, Donovan.
Yeah.
And it's called Snake Oil.
Right.
And if you listen to the lyrics, it's basically explaining that you're being... If you ain't impressed yet, tell me what you want to hear. It's about governments actually selling people snake oils and still doing it.
I'll have a listen.
It's a good track as well. It builds musically. It's a lively track.
I like some of his stuff.
Yeah, I do.
Again, I did some stuff with him at Cambridge.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because he was...
He's played it a couple of three times. Again, there's two or three shots featured in one of my books. He didn't look too good at that point, though. And it was the year Alison Moyer, who was his wife at that time, she also performed at the festival. Great. She was great. Really lovely
woman. Weight, didn't he?
Lovely woman, yeah. Grew his hair long, stupidly long beard. He literally looked like some kind of, you know, Southern Confederate vibe he got, you know, John Wayne film, you know, and didn't seem that bothered about anything. Bit of an unfriendly guy, I found him.
Yeah.
Very. But, you know, the time I've spent in Nashville, I haven't been for a while, which is a bit of a shame, but, you know, when I was doing all the stuff out there and the time I'd spent, you know, lovely track out there. Of course, out there, man, Cash is a... There's the Johnny Cash Museum and all this kind of stuff. They're absolute gods, fucking, you know. It's just a wonderful type of vibe, you know.
Yeah.
But no, I love that track. Really,
so do
really
I.
Good.
It's a far cry from Nine Inch Nails, isn't it?
It is.
Absolutely. It's a far cry from Nine Inch Nails.
That is one way of kind of putting everything into a place. It really is. You've summed up the whole night, man.
I think Trent Reznor he commented on it. I think he quite likes the version.
Oh, right. That's so nice, then. I bet Johnny's well chuffed.
He's well chuffed. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Well, listen, Kev, it's been absolutely marvellous, man. Thanks ever so much for coming round.
Oh, it's been a blast, mate.
I tell you, man, you, great tracks, great company, great stories, and we had a few giggles.
We did, mate, yeah.
And it's been the top knackers, hasn't it? Hey, it really has. Let's do it again soon, Kev.
Shitty death, mate.
Love you, man. Love you. Buddy. You take care.
Cheers, mate.
Stay safe, mate. Bye-bye, Kev. Bye-bye.
A Night In is brought to you by Ashwood Music.